Hi, this is Carrie Grell. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. President Trump has been very critical of our NATO allies for not stepping up. This is the United States NATO ambassador, number 28.
Yeah, well, first of all, nobody has made NATO stronger than President Trump. What he accomplished at The Hague last year by getting all allies to agree to 5% on defense spending, I mean, that was a major strengthening of NATO. But our allies, again, have to demonstrate, not through words. We've seen a lot of strongly worded statements, some in favor of the United States efforts in Iran, some quite frankly opposed. But it's been the actions. It's been this basing and overflight that we've seen. And we've also seen several allies that are just unwilling to say that they're on the side of the United States and want to be a part of the solution. So I think what right now President Trump's looking for is actions, and he's looking for a NATO that is there for the United States, that it's not, as Marco Rubio said pretty clearly, it's not a one-way street. It's got to be a two-way street. It's got to not only protect Europe and provide for the security of Europe, but it also there needs to be some benefit and some advantage for the United States being. Otherwise, you know, we're just the suckers that are guaranteeing the security of Europe without any reciprocity.
You know, here's the deal. Do you or do you not believe that Iran was pursuing a nuclear weapon? Do you or do you not believe that? Do you or do you not believe that they are radical nihilists who hate people who are not Muslim? Do you or do you not believe they consider us to be the great Satan, Israel the little Satan, and as Bibi Netanyahu said, Europe the middle Satan? Do you or not believe that? And regarding NATO, how many troops do we have over there? 40,000? 50,000? Reminds me of that scene from that movie with Al Pacino called Sea of Love. He's hitting on a woman, and she finds out he is a cop. Number 29.
Okay, what?
You're a cop?
Yeah. So what? Pretty bad. That's just too much for you. I mean, you let... like that in here. But my being a cop, I mean, that's just too much. Let me tell you something about this. All these people in here with their rocks and their furs, they get robbed, they get raped, and all of a sudden they're daddy. See, come now. I'm everybody's daddy.
And in the end, this is about radical Islam, a country that's a radical Islamic country with a nuclear bomb. This is the great Dennis Prager debating at Oxford. Listen to some of this, number 35.
Many Americans are asking, why did the United States have to attack Iran now? Well, let me explain. Iran wants to have nuclear weapons. Of that, there is zero doubt. If what they truly wanted, which is what they claim, is nuclear energy, well, they could have nuclear energy.
This is the president last night, number 37.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously. We have not hit their oil, even though that's the easiest target of all, because it would not give them even a small chance of survival or rebuilding. But we could hit it. And it would be gone, and there's not a thing they could do about it. They have no anti-aircraft equipment. Their radar is 100% annihilated. We are unstoppable as a military force. The nuclear sites that we obliterated with the B-2 bombers have been hit so hard that it would take months to get near the nuclear dust, and we have it under intense satellite surveillance and control. If we see them make a move, even a move for it, we'll hit them with missiles very hard again. We have all the cards. They have none.
And he talks about the money that Obama gave, number 38.
And then, very importantly, I terminated Barack Hussein Obama's Iran nuclear deal, a disaster. Obama gave them $1.7 billion in cash. Green cash. Took it out of banks from Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. All the cash they had, flew it by airplanes in an attempt to buy their respect and loyalty, but it didn't work. They laughed at our president and went on with their mission to have a nuclear bomb. His Iran deal would have led to a colossal arsenal of massive nuclear weapons for Iran. They would have had them years ago, and they would have used them. Would have been a different world. There would have been no Middle East and no Israel right now, in my opinion, the opinion of a lot of great experts, had I not terminated that terrible deal. And I was so honored to do it. I was so proud to do it. It was so bad right from the beginning. Essentially, I did what no other president was willing to do. They made mistakes, and I am correcting them.
Regime change, he said, was not the goal, but regime change has occurred. Number 39. Do we have 39? Okay. The effects on commercial oil tankers, do we have that? Number 40?
Many Americans have been concerned to see the recent rise in gasoline prices here at home. This short-term increase has been entirely the result of the Iranian regime launching deranged terror attacks against commercial oil tankers in neighboring countries that have nothing to do with the conflict. This is yet more proof that Iran can never be trusted with nuclear weapons. They will use them, and they will use them quickly. It would lead to decades of extortion, economic pain, and instability worse than we can ever imagine. The United States has never been better prepared economically to confront this threat. You all know that. We built the strongest economy in history. We're going through it right now, the strongest in history. In 1 year, we've taken a dead and crippled country. I hate to say that, but we were a dead and crippled country after the last administration and made it the hottest country anywhere in the world by far, with no inflation, record-setting investments coming into the United States, over $18 trillion, and the highest stock market ever, with 53 all-time record highs in just 1 year. It all positioned us to get rid of a cancer that has long simmered. It's known as the nuclear Iran, and they didn't know what was coming. They'd never imagined it.
I don't know why he says there's no inflation. 2.4% inflation last month, but Trump is Trump. He talked about the Strait of Hormuz, number 41.
the countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it. Protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy. And in any event, when this conflict is over, the Strait will open up naturally. It'll just open up naturally. They're going to want to be able to sell oil because that's all they have to try and rebuild. It will resume the flowing and the gas prices will rapidly come back down. Stock prices will rapidly go back up. They haven't come down very much, frankly. They came down a little bit, but they've had some very good days over the last couple of days.
The president said that we have achieved the core objectives. We'll have that for you when we come back. One of the pundits on what's now called MS Now, Chris Hayes, says Trump sounded and looked old. Did he sound and look old to you? Looked determined. Looked like a wartime president. Looked like a commander-in-chief. Did the same guy say anything about Biden? 4 years? 888-971-SAGE. He looks old. I'm Larry Elder.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Crime is skyrocketing. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, consider Byrna. Byrna's less lethal launchers fire tear gas and kinetic rounds designed to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Now meet the all-new compact launcher. Sleek, slim, and hits like a sledgehammer. About the size of a smartphone, it's perfect for concealed carry. Comfortable, discreet, and confidence building. It fires at 400 feet per second with 41 joules per square inch of stopping power. That's enough force to halt a threat cold without the legal and moral complexities of lethal force. What I love about Byrna is they're proudly American. Best of all, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background checks, and ships directly to your door. Trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies around the world. Visit Byrna.com to learn more. That's BYRNA.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAVE. That's 888-971-7243. Now, from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Jim. Dr. Jim in Newport Beach, California. You're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
How are you, buddy? Nice to speak to you. And before I forget, happy Easter and blessings to your family, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. What are your thoughts or comments on what Pete Hegseth did about a week and a half ago where he fired two high-ranking female officers with perfect records and then two black high-ranking officers with stellar records? And the gist of the article is that he doesn't like blacks and he doesn't like women. He wants the army to be all white.
The gist of what article?
It was on Yahoo. You can look it up.
An article in Yahoo says that Pete Hegseth doesn't like blacks, doesn't like women. And you want me to comment? Right. Are you serious?
Well, I just wanted to know your thoughts. Okay, I take it with a grain of salt, obviously, but
well, I would have to know, doctor, and I would assume that you would have to know why he fired them.
Yeah, you're right.
I would imagine that the military probably is about 12 or 13% black, because it's pretty much consistent with the population of America. I don't know what percentage of the military is female. How come he hasn't fired all the blacks and all the women?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Of course, it's a good point. Unbelievable. Thank you for calling. Simon is in Alma, Georgia. Simon, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Mr. Elder.
Yes, sir.
A pleasure and a privilege to speak to you.
Thank you.
I've watched you on television. I watched you when you were Judge Larry Elder, and I think that you're just a wonderful intellectual voice of reason. And I appreciate your conservative point. What I'd like to ask, maybe I'm missing something, but what I'd like to ask you, sir, is that why don't all the magnificent voices of reason that typically come from the side of the conservative side, the right wing side, why don't they come together and have some kind of a powerful representation for the right-wing voices on television? It seems like the TV, the radio, is dominated by the evil lies that brainwash people that watch on the left. And I wonder, why don't the conservatives come together and have some kind of a dominating presence, a unified dominating force on the television or on some kind of a mainstream media platform where people that want to hear the truth, the simple truth,
yeah,
that seems to be heralded from the right.
Well, Simon, there are channels. One of them is called Newsmax, which is a conservative channel. Another one, of course, is called Fox. There are all sorts of other podcasters. If you're saying that conservative voices are absent from television, well, they are. If you're on ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS. There is a guy named Scott Jennings, who's also a Salem host, who's on CNN, one of their smartest moves. He's on almost every night. and squaring off usually against three or four or five left-wing people, which makes it a fair fight. So there are lots of conservative voices around. Now, let me say something quickly about food for the poor. I mentioned this last hour. If everybody listening to me, including Simon, including Dr. Jim, $5, that's all, everybody listening to me, $5, do you realize how many wells we could drill in the poorest of the poor in the Western Hemisphere? Everybody listening to me, $5. Text ELDER, E-L-D like David E-R, to 51555, ELDER to 51555, or phone 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673. Jennifer, Colorado, said, quote, I listened to Larry Elder, and this will be my Easter contribution this year. Jennifer, thank you. James in Indiana, Larry prompted me to give. I'm supporting the poor through the Eldorado team. End of quote. Anonymous donor, California, Mr. Elder gave such a sincere plea for help for these people who don't even have clean water for themselves and their children. And Lord calls on us to help the poor. Listen to this, number 45.
In the community of Villa La Concordia, hundreds of families struggle daily without access to clean water and basic sanitation. FUSAL, Food for the Poor, and the community through the Horizonte program came together to make a remarkable difference. Now, families have access to safe water and improved living conditions. Today, three families will share their struggles and how this project has been life-changing for their health and well-being.
My family includes me, my husband, and our two children. When the water project wasn't available, we had to buy water. Every day it cost $1.50. When we couldn't buy it, we had to deal with whatever we could get. And drinking the water was full of fear. We had to fetch water ourselves. Sometimes at night, sometimes early in the morning. We didn't have a cart, we carried it in buckets. Eventually we decided to figure out how to buy a small cart to make it easier to bring the water home. It would take us about 1 or 2 hours in the afternoon. I work in construction. Since there was no other option, we had to consume it. We'd get water from the wells, carry it on our heads in jugs. If we didn't have the money to buy it, we simply didn't have any. During the rainy season, we collected rainwater in buckets or barrels, at least to wash clothes. Sometimes it would come out with bacteria. We had to boil it because we got it from a well. What I used to do was fill the bottles and put them in the sun so we could drink it with a bit more confidence. But it still didn't feel safe, sometimes because it would come out dirty. I was happy when they said the water project was going to be improved. We wouldn't have to carry water anymore. We were really glad when they informed us they were going to provide that donation. Then they said the project was already in place. So we got excited and went to work. We decided to give it a try. That's when we were really happy. We felt so glad we were finally going to have access to water. Before, the bathroom was a pit, just a hole. Then the project came, and now it's a washable one. It's much easier now. We didn't have a bathroom here before, but now we do inside the house. I have a water connection now. It's a great relief, knowing that I have water all month long. It was not like before, when if I had money, I could get water, but if I didn't, I wouldn't have any. Now I have water every day. And I know it's safe to drink. I feel more relieved and free from that burden. Now we just turn on the tap. It takes much less time than before. We had to go all the way to fetch water. So, text ELDER to 51555, ELDER 51555, or call 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673. Just $5. Everybody, $5.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
A fact to a toe-tag liberal is like daylight to a vampire. Here's Larry Elder.
Where Democrats have systematically dismantled all of the fraud protections that had been in place and then rejected any attempts to even do a basic audit of these programs. And so California Republicans, who are in a very small minority in the legislature, have been calling for audits, for legislative action, for further accountability. Democrats are going the other way, though. They're saying, actually, we want to reduce penalties for fraud. We talked to one legislator who says if Democrats get their way in this next session, they'll have essentially legalized welfare fraud in the state of California. Look, this puts money not only into fraudsters' pockets, it puts money into the union pockets, it puts money into all of these interest groups that California Democrats rely on. Fraud is perversely good for Democrats, even if it's bad for taxpayers.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. President Trump, last night, as you know, addressed the nation about the war. And one person over on MSNBC Hee-Haw did not believe the president sounded and looked very good. Chris Hayes, number 16.
Yeah, it's a very good point. He did, I mean, he sounded and looked quite old, quite low energy, quite exhausted, and not particularly focused. Again, which is not that surprising. There's this moment, so much of this has reminded me of COVID, because it was a similar dynamic.
Yeah.
There's a genuine high stakes life or death issue, and his like salesman patter try to get out of it. And there was a moment tonight where that COVID analogy was almost like literal. I want to just play that for you. Something he said about COVID back in 2020 and something he said tonight about the straight
people. Okay, that's enough. He's at war. How do you want him to sound? He would have been attacked if he had been happy and chippy and upbeat. This is the same network who's Joe Scarborough said this about Joe Biden, number 17.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he's cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
And then they threw him out of the window. This is the best Biden. He's cogent. I undersold him when I said he's cogent. He's more than cogent. He's cogent plus. He's cogent X. And then they dumped him. But Donald Trump, he sounded and looked old. Now, how about this one? This is Simone Sanders, number 25.
It's happened under this, not just under this second presidency of Donald Trump, but I would argue since he came to rise in political power, which predates him coming down that escalator, which starts with him questioning the citizenship of the first black president of the United States of America, Barack Obama. Is this white supremacist ideology,
question the birth of the first black president, Barack Obama? One more time. Trump was not the first person to bring this up. It was a Hillary Clinton campaign. And she gets away with this. This is on the Morning Joe show. John Heilman, who wrote the book called Game Change. Yes, number 26.
For Hillary Clinton to come out and criticize anybody for spreading the rumors about Barack Obama when it all started...
On 60 when, Minutes.
When it all started with her... And her campaign passing things around in the Democratic primary, Rich. Now listen.
He says he is.
The Republicans are wrong for doing what they're doing. Obama may not be a Christian.
Well, we should ask Heilman this question because he's the official historian of the 2008 campaign.
I don't recall that, but if you're telling me that was the case, I just don't recall.
John Heilman
was the case.
It was the case. Thank you, John Heilman.
Didn't she go on 60 Minutes?
Oh, it was the case. And gets away with it. No, Trump took it to another level, no question about it. But Hillary started it. This thing on? Mr. McCall? I don't think it's on. Let's put it on.
Remember the day you brought your puppy home? The tiny paws, the wagging tail, the spark in their eyes, energy that wouldn't quit? As they've gotten older, you wonder where that spark went. They're slower, pickier at mealtime, their stomach often seems off, and you find yourself cleaning out messes, worrying and thinking, is this what aging looks like? That's not old age. That's malnutrition. They're missing the probiotics, the enzymes, the omega oils, and the live vitamins and minerals your dog needs to digest and absorb food. When the gut is out of balance, everything is harder. That's where Rough Greens comes in. It's America's number one dog supplement. You sprinkle on their food. It's packed with all the live nutrients they need. It's all natural, made in the USA. Thousands of dogs are feeling younger, more energetic, healthier than ever before. I can get you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com. Use the discount code MikeG. Rough Greens, we make any dog food better. Rough Greens, so great, your dog will ask for it by name.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now, from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Just got an email. I'm retired from a Southern California county where I track probationers and parolees. You may not be surprised to know the number one vocation of probationers and parolees in that county, caretaker. Put that in the context of widespread welfare government fraud. Number one job of probationers and parolees, caretaker. By the way, the article also said that a Democrat lawmaker is pushing for lower penalties
for those who steal from welfare programs. State Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas sponsored a bill, get this, that would raise the threshold for felony welfare fraud from $950 to $25,000, which would essentially legalize welfare fraud. Now, hear a lot about how unpopular Trump is, unpopular the war is. You don't hear that much, however, about how unpopular Democrats are among Democrats. Number 46.
These numbers are just atrociously awful. A double A for the Democrats here. I mean, just take a look here. Congressional Dems have the right priorities. Look at this. Overall, 74%, nearly 3 in 4 say no. Just 25% overall say yes. You might say, okay, well, at least Dems like Democrats. Uh-uh, not the case. Look at this. The majority of Democrats are independents who lean Democrats. Look at this. 55% say no, congressional Democrats do not have the right priorities. And then you just see a minority, 45% of Democrats say that congressional Democrats have the right priorities. This to me just jumps out of the screen because it screams primary challenges all over the map. And it says that even if Democrats don't like Donald Trump, they don't like their own party either when it comes to Congress. And overall, I mean, my goodness gracious.
So this is sort of like Democrat on Democrat crime here. What's overall approval among Democrats of their leaders?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you'd speak about Democrat on Democrat crime. And I want to know how unusual what we're seeing right now about how Democrats feel about Democrats in Congress is. Take a look at this. This is a trend line going back through the years, midterm elections in which there's a GOP president. Look at this. In 2006, Dems' net approval of congressional Democratic leaders was plus 28. You go back to the last midterm, look at that, plus 19. Very much on the positive side. Look, the bottom has fallen out. The bottom has fallen out. Minus 4 points. That is Democrats. Democrats' own net approval of their own congressional leaders. Even Democrats don't like their own leaders when it comes to Congress. And overall, of course, the numbers are just absolutely awful. So Democrat on Democrat crime, absolutely. This, to me, screams, again, primary challenges across the map. And it screams to me, hey, when it comes to those next leadership elections, maybe something might be cooking.
It also just means we have to maybe look at these midterms differently, because this is a different prism. We haven't seen this type of thing before. We don't know what impact that might have.
That's exactly right. And there are a lot of folks who have been looking at the generic congressional ballot and wondering why Democrats don't have a larger lead. And this is a big reason why, I would think.
Okay, so there's Hakeem Jeffries in the House. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Minority Leader. What might this mean for Chuck Schumer? What are some of the predictions about whether he can stay as a Democratic leader?
Chuck Schumer has been the Senate leader for the Democrats for a long period of time, before I even came to CNN, and I'm not quite sure that he will stay it. Take a look at where the people who are putting their money where their mouth is. Chance Schumer wins the next Dem Senate leader election. Back on December 1, look at this. It was 2-3 according to the cash prediction market. Then drops to 56% in February. And then look at where we are right now. Just 50%. A coin toss. If I had a coin, I would toss it up in the air. A coin toss when it comes to Schumer actually winning the next Dem Center leader election. And we've seen a number of Senate candidates, Democrats, across the map saying, we don't want any part of Chuck Schumer to be the next leader. And there's a big reason why that is.
I wonder why. This is a Democrat running for the House in Iowa, calling Christianity threatening. Number 24.
We have seen some pretty uncomfortable ways that faith and political power have collided. You know, seeing the flag and the cross conflated. We have seen religious actors supporting specific political candidates, even when those candidates might not seem to match the values of that professed religious faith. There is this very strong allegiance to specific candidates, and that confuses us and makes us wonder what on earth is going on. And we have seen religion and political violence showing up more and more in our public spaces. It's something that is just very in our faces, and something that we're very concerned about, and something that feels very threatening right now at this time.
Christianity feels very threatening right now at this time. Whoopi Goldberg, suggested that Trump was living oral arguments at the Supreme Court. He showed up. He didn't say anything. Number 34.
And we just have to get to this because this is unbelievable what's going on. You know who is at the he's at the Supreme Court as we speak, making his case for signing an executive order that ends birthright citizenship in America.
He's at the Supreme Court making his case? He was a spectator. First president, to my knowledge, to attend a Supreme Court hearing. But he wasn't making his case. As we speak, he just elbowed up there, bogarted up there, and started speaking. Really? Let me hear that one more time.
And we just have to get to this because this is unbelievable.
What's going on.
You know who is at the he's at the Supreme Court
in the
as
house.
We speak.
As we speak.
Making his case
making
for
his
signing
case.
An executive order that ends birthright citizenship in America.
He sat there and went, hey, Ketanji Brown Jackson, no birthright citizenship. He was made. These people are just demented. You know, do you think Ted Danson ever watches The View and goes, what was I thinking? Do you think Ted Danson's wife ever watches The View and says to him, what were you thinking? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
These are uncertain times. Ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and beyond continue to shake global markets, driving up energy costs and creating widespread volatility. Gold has responded as history shows it does, climbing to new highs as a proven safe haven against inflation and unrest. Silver follows strong, offering even more protection for diversified portfolios. Call True Gold Republic at 800-300-GOLD for your free guide on protecting your retirement. If you're 55 or older, approaching or enjoying retirement, and have significant savings, you understand why stability matters now more than ever. Paper assets can vanish in a crisis, but precious metals have endured for generations. True Gold Republic helps Americans like you protect what you've built with real gold and silver IRAs. Call 800-300-GOLD for your free wealth protection guide today. No obligation, just information. Consult your tax professional before investing. Call 800-300-4653. That's 800-300-GOLD.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. The issue is radical Islam with a nuke. More on this later on. Kathy is in Los Alamitos, California. Kathy, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Oh, hi, Larry. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I'm calling about your food for the poor because I can't find it on your site. I need the phone number.
Sure. It's 855-918. Yeah, 918-4673. 855-918-4673. Okay.
467. Yeah, it's quite easier for me to do that. Okay. Also, I was just going to say I saw you back at the town hall meeting. I think it was 2023 when you were running for governor. Was it 2021? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That long? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I remember Charlie Kirk was there and everybody. Yeah, that was so good. Voted for you. And I also saw you back in 2006 at Redondo Beach. In Redondo Beach with your mom and everybody. It was really great.
I got to be there with my dad. Kathy, have you been stalking me?
No, not at all. No, I just love listening to you. I listen to the other station, too, but I'm just, that's the only two times that I just wish you would have made it for governor. So.
Well, I think a lot of people do now, Kathy. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, and the number is 855-918-4673. If you're just now joining us, I'm asking everybody listening to donate just $5. $5. You can text ELDER, ELDER, 51555. Text ELDER to 51555 or just call 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673. James Carville said President Trump, a year from now, going to resign. He's going to face charges. And J.D. Vance is going to pardon him. Number 19.
About a year from now, you're going to look at it, and you're going to see all of the exposure that you have. Your phone calls are not going to be returned. It's foreign leaders. But you, because you're going to be a lame duck. You're not going to get any judicial nominees through. Forget about it. Just, okay, forget about it. And then you're going to have what we refer to as a come-to-Jesus moment. You're going to assess where you are, even through your cloudy, stupid brain. You're going to figure out, I got to get the hell out of here. And you're going to cut a deal, and you're going to resign. And J.D. is going to pardon you. You got to pardon a lot of other people. But he's a creepy, ambitious little twerp. He'll do whatever he can to get in the White House. But
you notice the wine bottle behind him? And I got a question. Is he still married to Mary Matlin? Is she still... I think she's now an independent or libertarian or something now. But
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.